Well, when I first heard the news, I was very surprised, and then a little bummed because I was really looking forward to working with Stacy. I think she has done a fantastic job, and I was looking forward to maybe learning a little and just getting into a groove with the new board. When it became obvious that there needed to be an acting mayor in the short term, I had to think about it a little bit, but I felt like it was something I could do if the remainder of the trustees felt the same. So it was a relatively easy decision.
And tell me about your leadership style. How will you be balancing getting to know town? You're a newly elected trustee, that's one step, but also being in charge to a certain extent. How will you go about balancing that?
You know, I've given it a lot of thought, and I see the role of mayor, particularly in Carbondale, as a facilitator. There's a lot happening in Carbondale. The town is just a partner in everything that makes Carbondale what it is, but it's a significant partner. So I see one of my primary roles is just helping everyone else do the best they can be, and whether that's helping a nonprofit or helping businesses, helping town staff, and certainly helping the Board of Trustees. Make decisions and think strategically. So I feel somewhat fortunate in that I can come in with fresh eyes and be and hopefully play that role as facilitator.
And is that a little different than what you had envisioned just as a trustee?
It is. When you're a trustee, you can focus more on the issues. You know, we talked about housing and, you know, allowing businesses to thrive. And now, as acting mayor, it's a little bit different. Like I said, you have to be a facilitator, and that's, I think, a lot more work than maybe a lot of people think it is. And Stacy was a master at that. And so I hope to follow in her footsteps in a lot of ways and be that facilitator.
Well, Dan Richardson, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thanks, Elise.